called the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher, and I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. The audio is perfect today because I am at the helm. That is my profession. I'm also from the North. I'm an alpha male, and I don't go to bars anymore, but I do still shotgun White Claw. Heyo. Over to lunch.
Guys, welcome back. It's day two of the hashtag Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness. Boy, oh boy. Oh, we had some drama.
Talk about day one, dude. How was that?
Oh, day one was incredible. I mean, we had upset central, one of the biggest upsets in the tourney history.
Can I please say it?
Yeah.
Kansas versus, who was it? Who they played?
Robert Morris.
Kansas versus Robert Morris. No one saw that coming.
Yeah, the doctors beat the chair throwers.
You're running for your life. Yeah, that's true. The doctors
did. Is that a medical school?
It has to be, dude. Did you ever apply for Robert Morris?
No, never.
Any school named after a person is very, very high up, Coach.
Coach, yeah. I mean, everybody, did you see the headlines? Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, there was a lot of sadness coming out of Kansas. We have not heard from the Kansas basketball. We reached out to Bill Self. Nothing from him.
Coach,
can we please give props to Akron, though?
Yeah, let's give props, because we are tagging all these schools in the video.
And acting like they're real games and seeing if they play along.
Right.
Yeah, seeing if they give some kind of, like, I even said, hey, we tagged Bruce Pearl in the Auburn-Akron game. And
see
Bruce
if he had anything to say.
And he didn't say anything, but Akron did reply to our tweet.
Yeah, they did that emoji that was like not impressed.
Because they lost, and I guess they weren't impressed with how we flipped the coin.
I didn't like the form. They thought they had a better shot.
Well,
but first of all,
the toughest place for me to flip it would be if I flipped it, it hit the table and landed under the phone, and that's exactly what it did. So that was technically overtime, because we then had to remove the phone to look at the coin.
So you can watch all these videos on our Twitter page. It's a Sore Losers Show on Twitter, is that right? And then Sore Losers Podcast on Instagram. All these videos go up. Ray, yours was the funniest, because you did start off by saying, like, all right, I'm going to throw this on the floor. It may hit the table, but I'm going to throw this on the floor. And then it goes on the table behind a telephone.
Oh, gee. I mean, you can't script these things. You never know where this coin's gonna fall. And Lunch wanted to do it. Hey, we should do the coin flips at our house. Can you imagine that?
No, that was not my stop.
It goes in.
That was Eddie's idea,
dude. Have you seen? There's been times when I've seen pictures of his house with his kids around. I mean, you're gonna lose the coin for sure.
Well, he didn't actually say that. He wanted us to go to places during this self quarantine time. He wanted us to do it in the middle of the grocery store.
If you're at the grocery store, you might as well, right? I mean, you might as well have the meat market guy flip a coin so that way we get some variety. And I mean, I had people from Iraq emailing us saying, Whoa. Hey, can I be a guest flipper? And I mean, I just didn't know how to coordinate all that. I felt like that was a little hard because we don't
like
have a light
out there serving right now.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing. See, we were talking about this too, Ray. Lunchbox and I were saying, like, what if we get guest flippers for Sweet 16 or maybe the Elite Eight or Final Four.
Like, or the national championship.
Coach, like, you know Sam Hunt. Get Sam to do a video of him flipping a coin.
It has to be a military member. Boom. Somebody really famous. It can't just be the janitor that works overnights here.
Well, no crap, Coach. They don't even speak English.
Right. The guy from Russia?
Yes, the Russian. Know.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't?
No, I've talked. I mean, he does. It's broken English a little bit. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Sometimes when we come late at night or whatever, he's like, how are you doing?
I asked him if he wanted to be in the coin flip madness, and I'm pretty sure he said, I will kill you.
I must break you. Good guy. Him and his mom, they clean the whole place. They're really nice, but they don't speak English very well.
I'm impressed with the excitement about the coin flip madness. Now, I started thinking last night, so is this going to be an annual thing? Are we going to do this every year?
You can't.
No, not if there's real games.
Well, even with the...
You idiot. Coach, you want to watch the real games. We're only doing this because we have nothing.
Yeah, let's try and steal the attention of the real games with a coin.
Maybe we get Pizza Hut to sponsor the coin flip madness. Maybe we get Sam Jackson,
and then we're
Spike
saying,
Lee.
Dude, and then we're talking about the coin flip madness, and other places are talking about the real March Madness, and people are just confused as heck. My fiance would have no idea what was going on. She'd be like, now is your guys' bracket the real one, or what are these teams?
No, no, it would be the real bracket. It would just, we would do the coin flip version. Like, you would have the game settled by coin flips. So we would have a bracket competition and a coin flip competition. I just thought of it because of the excitement. But maybe it's just because there are no sports and that's why there's so much excitement.
I did see there is excitement. I saw tweets. People said there are 4-0 so far people.
Yeah, there's quite a few. And, oh, we got to call Kenny because people are having trouble finding their brackets.
Now, explain who Kenny is, Coach.
Kenny is the guy that runs this website.
I'm the webmaster. I've been working on WooBox. I plan these guys' bracket, the periodic table, and you guys are my first customers. Thank you, Kenny.
And someone said that they did the research, and this website was built in 2007.
Hey, Coach, hey, let's do this.
No, how do I
Coach.
Call Kenny? I
Coach, let's do this. If Kenny doesn't answer, someone else ask him.
I'm going to answer Kenny. Oh, for sure.
Kenny. Let me see. Dude, tell him we want a refund. This website's for sure not worth $32.
Oh, it's worth it. Here we go. We're calling Kenny.
The tweets were so
Coach,
funny.
Give us the number and throw it on here.
Welcome to WooBox. The support specialist That's Kenny. Will be with you shortly.
It's him.
Yeah, it's Kenny. I think Kenny's the only one that works.
He just intro'd himself.
Okay, hey, Coach, when he answers, say, Kenny, he knows us.
I know.
No, I'm talking to Ray.
Oh. Can you hear that?
Yes. Yeah, the porn music.
Shh, everybody quiet.
We're calling Kenny.
Kenny's having his coffee this morning.
Kenny's taking a dump on his, oh, crap.
I mean, the heck if he has any customers. Our stuff just automates. He doesn't even have anything to do.
He may not even be in the office yet.
Woo box.
I mean, they're in Washington, so it's 7 o'clock there, huh?
Props, Kenny, on cornering the market with WooBox. I would have never thought of that name.
Kenny, flush the toilet and get to the phone. Let's go.
Kenny, you got a patent on WooBox? One heck of an idea.
Dude, you know what's funny that you say that about flush the toilet? Mm. I went to an open house one time, and I walk in. My wife and I, and we're like, hello?
Did you take a dump in there?
The dude was taking a dump.
Oh, the realtor?
Yeah. I think he thought, man, no one's coming. It's almost over. I got time. And I mean, it stunk in that house so bad
that it hurt the sale of the house.
Good, you guys. Well, I was like, I'm not buying it.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Well, I'm actually impressed. The plumbing works very well. Would you mind telling me that? Was it a rather large bathroom visit, sir?
And what's funny is, I mean, he did it in the master bathroom.
Hey, you go in there, you're like, I would like to see the master bathroom. And he's just like, actually, let's go look
at the backyard. They got a really nice landscape going on out here. They got the pool. They got it. Oh.
I always show everybody the backyard first. I let the upstairs clear out. I like showing other parts of the house before the bathrooms, you know?
Poor dude. He's probably stressing out the whole time.
He was eating the open house cookies all morning. Nobody was coming to the open house.
I have to say, I've been missing sports so much. I had a dream last night that Michael Irvin came back to play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's not a dream, Coach. It's probably likely.
Michael Irvin playing quarterback?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what's going on in my brain that I miss sports, that I'm dreaming that Michael Irvin, and they played the Lions on opening day, and they got beat 42-0.
Yeah, that's Lions football, baby.
No, Lions won.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think? Give up on Kenny?
No.
Yeah,
you can put the phone down. You don't have to hold it by the
guys,
mic.
There's there was some great audio yesterday from the podcast. Lunchbox losing his bracket. This might top it. Us sitting on hold waiting
guys,
for Kenny.
I couldn't find, and that's what I'm saying. People can't find their bracket. Some people are not understanding that. And I don't know if you guys can see the standings because like we put the winners in and it updates the standings.
At the very top, it says your rank. Mine says 16. I don't know. I can't see who's ahead of me, but all I know is I'm in 16th place. So Kenny, if possible, how do we see all the other teams that are doing better than us in a bracket format for when we have so much money on the line? And all I know is I'm just at this spot 16, but other than that, I don't know anything about the bracket.
Speaking of, there's $2,530 on the line. There are 253 people in the coin flip madness.
Wow.
Yeah. How do you like them, Apple?
State by state? I wonder, Northern represented or what?
I don't have a state-by-state breakdown.
I got a number. How about them, Apple?
Hey, are you going to say how much money somebody can win? Have you done the places?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Are
you
ready?
Us, Coach.
Hey, hold on, Coach. Can you do me a favor and lower the freaking volume on that phone?
Oh,
God.
Dude, you sound like my fiance. Every night, I'm trying to watch an Instagram video. Please lower the volume. Okay, they put it loud. I'm sorry that it just starts off at volume 100.
Coach, would you rather listen to freaking Kenny's waiting music all the time?
Coach, we're done with Kenny.
No.
Is he going to even be interesting?
I just hung up on Kenny.
Thank you.
Kenny's interesting.
I will call Kenny back towards the end of the podcast. Maybe he gets into the office a little late. So,
thank you for calling Woobox. This is Kenny, and I'm happy to help you. Hello.
253 people decided they want to take a chance at the coin flip. So, we got, you want fourth place first? How much they're going to make?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Fourth place, $30.
Hold on.
$30?
$30.
Ah, holy matrimony. That's a lot of money.
$30, dude. If I win that, don't even Venmo it me. I'm kidding. Please send that.
Third place, $300.
Okay, now we're talking.
If you come, if you're the runner-up, you make it to the championship, but you come up just a little short, $700.
I like
wow.
I mean, dude, that means the first spot's going to be so much
dude
money.
That's a rent payment right there. Hit me with the last.
Come on,
I got the music.
If
let's go.
You are the champion
of what?
Hashtag Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness. Ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna win $1,500.
The ball is
what are you disappointed
wow.
by? No,
well,
I like it. That's a big number. I just want the first place to be impressive. Do your $30 crap and then... Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, what are you disappointed by?
He probably wanted it to be the 2K amount.
2K. I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking big price. Call mom, call wife, call everyone when I win.
So $1,500 isn't big to you?
It's the number. It's
yeah, like, I win $1,500, I'm quitting my day job.
You're throwing
Coach, you can't do that.
$10 into $1,500 is huge. Yeah. That's what you do your $1 parlays for. And you think you put $1 parlay and you think $40 winning is big.
Yeah.
But putting $10 and winning $1,500, you don't think is big?
No, I'm telling you, it's like when you go on vacation, you picture what Disney World's going to be like. Then you get there and it's crowded, it's hot, and you're just like, well, that's not what I expected. That's what I'm talking about. I expected the 2K number in there, and then you hit me with that 1500.
Well, 2K, how would I divide? Then how would you divide the last $530?
Gosh, I don't know.
Coach, he has a science behind his figuring out the places and the numerical amounts. Just let him do his thing.
Okay, all right.
Because I walked into the room the other day and he goes, 70% of this. I'm like, what? You're going that hard into this? I would have just made a couple, three places, three numbers, Rap City.
No, he's good at the math.
Guys, I've been crunching the numbers for the coin flip madness. When do we start? Are we doing this later? Or are we starting it now?
We're going to do it now. Why waste time, right? Unless you guys want to talk about Roger Goodell being a big old doofus.
What's he trying to do?
Well, they're going to hold the draft at the same time they were going to hold the draft.
Every other sporting event changed except for the NFL draft.
Well, they're not going to do it in Vegas now. It's going to be like via webcam and all this weird stuff.
Dude, one of the players accidentally does like webcams, pulls up the webcam. He's got like his chick with him. He doesn't know he's about to get drafted. Coach, this could get real interesting.
And he said at the very end of the memo, he told the league of people, do not criticize this in the media or you will face consequences.
Well, we just did.
No, we're not the league. But who is, why can he say, do not, hey, don't you misbehave? It's like he's their dad telling him, hey, don't talk back to me or else you're going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Because he knows it's a bad idea because all this corona and just the sheer craziness of it is going to be a totally weird option for the NFL. But he's going to go along with it. He's going for it.
Dude, in the NFL now, they're all strict. Oh, they took the Wonderlic test. Oh, they did all this testing. And there's another test they're going to have to add to that. And we all know what it is.
Are you guys ready, man?
What?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm here.
Coach, I'm all in.
Okay.
Can you let me do the punchline of my joke?
Go ahead.
NFL about to add that coronavirus test to that. Wonderlic ain't important anymore. And most important one, you better be that corona test, man.
I like it.
Those NBA guys, are they better?
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell said he never had any signs. What about Gobert? I've never even heard anything about him.
I think he donated a lot of money to the cause because he felt bad.
I would feel bad, too.
Yeah, I mean, all right, you guys ready? I mean, the first game.
The camera.
Guys, if you are following along, we know you're not at work. If you're following along at home, you're quarantined away, we started in the upper left. We did four games. Now we're right below that. So we're just left-hand side working our way down. The games today, BYU-Cincinnati, Duke-Arkansas, Illinois, Belmont, Michigan State, whoever the hell is NDSU.
North Dakota, you idiot.
There
North
you go.
Dakota State University.
The Buffaloes.
Bison.
Holy.
Whatever.
Guys, I don't care if you have to fake the energy. We need to pump it up.
Yeah,
guys.
Let's go.
Hey. Well, Eddie, it's your turn to flip. Let's go.
You want me to do the first one?
Yeah, you're doing it. You got BYU Cincinnati. Let's go. Wait, hold on, Eddie. I got it on video.
All right.
Let's go.
I need the coin.
What?
The coin.
No.
Wait. Do you have
there
the coin?
We go. I have my own coin.
No, bring it. I have wipes.
Where's your coin?
I lost it. It was just a quarter, Coach. I lost the quarter, okay? I'm sorry.
How are you going to come to the coin flip madness
dang it.
Without a coin?
I lost it, okay?
Right,
I don't know where it is.
Right.
It might be in my
the
car.
The most important part is in the title of this entire competition. Coin flip.
Hey, I'm like that kid at school. It's like, I swear my homework's here
Hey, can I borrow a Scantron? I know we had a test today, but I didn't get a Scantron.
Hey, can I borrow a pencil?
Hey, I know it's a Scantron test. Can I borrow a number two pencil? Like, I didn't have time to stop and get
we
one.
We all had that dude who'd show up with nothing. He's like, hey, man, can I borrow a piece of paper
and
pencil?
Did you just wake up at your friend's couch? What are you doing?
You need paper and a pencil?
So you have no coin.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Eddie, I actually feel your pain because when I flipped it yesterday and it went hidden under the phone, I honestly thought we lost the coin.
Yeah, we found it, though.
So, Ray, do we let Eddie flip or is he just
Don't
not flipping
idiot.
Today?
Don't be an idiot. Give me the coin.
Hey, so somebody gets to flip twice, right?
Yeah, well, you and I both may flip twice because Eddie doesn't have a coin. Oh, I mean, I think as a punishment, he doesn't flip.
Dude, we should... you can do an automated flip. If you just Google coin
flip.
Yeah,
I know. I've done that before. We've done that with my kids.
Hey, that would be pretty. There's no sound to it or
All right,
anything
here,
like
come
that.
Come on. Give me the camera. You do it. I don't care.
No, Ray's in.
All right, go.
No, Ray's doing it.
Okay.
I don't have a coin.
You don't have one either?
No. Why?
Okay, punish him too then.
Guys, are you serious? How do you guys come
Let's
to
go.
These sore losers?
No. You do them all then. Go ahead, Bill Walton. Let's go.
Dude, he's going to do his thing where he builds it up with the players on the team when it just comes down to a coin flip.
He's forced to, name two or three
Isaac
players
Bookie,
on the team.
This is for your senior season, Book.
BYU, their starting point guard, Ty Detmer.
Much respect to the entire Mountain West Conference. Thank you, boys, for your representation.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
Oh.
Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, we are back for another fun-filled day of coin flipping. Eddie and Ray won't be flipping because they didn't bring freaking coins.
No,
but
I'm flipping, dude, because I like doing the little announcing. I'm huge for it because I really bring the energy for the actual
But you
flip.
Don't have a coin.
Coach, you need me. I'm a public address announcer. You need
Listen.
Me for one of the flips.
Listen.
That's like if Dick Vitale left his coin.
Dude, that would be like Dick's at one of the games, and they don't even have Dick talk.
Right.
That'd be like,
don't be
what
stupid.
If, yeah, exactly.
Mean, you mean they go dickless?
Yeah.
I mean,
Coach, that'd be like going dickless at an NCAA game.
Ray,
on,
would that
coach.
Mean you're a dick?
Yeah, no, I'm a comparable to a dick.
So Eddie would be dickless.
Eddie's dickless, yes.
Okay, and you're a dick.
I'm comparable to Dick.
Okay, can we get on with this?
Dang. You know who doesn't use their dicks?
Out.
BYU, because they're not allowed to have sex at their university.
Don't be an
coach,
idiot.
If BYU
don't,
actually listens to this tape, they're never going to respond or have a coach come on.
Don't be an idiot.
Hey, guys, BYU doesn't have sex. You guys are dickless.
You know nothing about them. Don't even try to talk about
BYU
them.
BYU coach, I thought about coming
they,
on.
They have to
don't,
have
don't act like you know what their religion is. Just let
no,
it be.
No, it's university policy. You can't be having sex unless you're married.
Okay.
That's why one of their basketball players a couple years ago, he got suspended because he was hooking up.
Oh, dude, I'd have been suspended 4 years in college then.
All right, get on with this. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first game of the day sees the BYU Cougars, the Mormons.
Yeah. Are they the Mormons or Cougars?
They're Mormons.
Oh. Is everyone there a Mormon?
Yeah.
You have to be?
You don't have to be, but you have to.
Because not everybody at Notre Dame is a Catholic.
You have to abide by their rules.
Okay.
Listen, there ain't been nothing come out of the Mountain West Conference since Keith Van Horn. Let's be real. Just do this flip. Nobody cares. Oh, I think Kawhi. Did he come out?
I was about to say Kawhi Leonard, you fool. Let me get it out.
San Diego State?
Yep.
Hey, start over.
All right.
This video is going to suck.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first game of the day goes to BYU, the Cougars, the Mormons. They're taking on the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Oh!
BYU, the favored team today will be heads. And, Cincinnati Tails, and I have BYU.
BYU.
I'm rolling with the Mormons, baby.
BYU.
I have the Bearcats.
You have the Bearcats. Here we go. Let's get this game started.
You're about to flip. Hey, I want to hear the sound. Tell me when you're about to flip it. Come on.
Flip it.
This is radio.
About to flip it. Boom. Tails.
Yeah.
Cincinnati wins. Yeah. Cincinnati. of the BYU fans. They won't be partying in, where are they at? Provo. They won't be partying in Provo because they never party in Provo, but they're still going to be crying tonight. Cincinnati, we'll see you next round. Woo!
Yeah! Ah, bull crap. Freaking tail. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm talking about, baby. 1-0 for today.
Oh, I only had BYU going 1. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one little one. I mean, no big deal.
All right, you ready for the next one? This is a big one, guys.
Oh, man.
I mean, the entire country's watching this one.
This one has final. Okay.
You know what? No one's going to be working today at work.
Yeah, they're going to be watching this. There's going to be no productivity during this game.
No.
Because this is one of the biggest games of the tournament. Because you have a blue blood in the Duke University Blue Devils taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Listen, Final Four implications on the line. A lot of people have Duke going all the way. Why? Duke had a disappointing end to last season with Zion, RJ Barrett, and Cam Reddish. So Trey Jones is back this year, and you got Harvey or whatever his name is down
low. Weinstein.
No, not him, coach. He's in jail.
He's got Corona.
Corona in jail.
Yeah, and then you got the upstart Arkansas Razorbacks. They take Eric Musselman from Nevada, and they say, come coach our Razorbacks and take us to the big dance. And that's what he did. And that's why we're here to flip the coin.
Wait. Ray's going to do this, right?
No, I mean, he's already introed the whole dang thing. Just let him finish it.
Heads, okay. Duke, tails.
Start over. Say that again. Heads, Duke.
Heads, Duke, tails, Arkansas. Oh, my gosh. I know. There's a lot of Dukies out there, baby.
Come on, Duke.
Oh, there's a, what do you got, Eddie?
I have.
Hey, guys, I lost my bracket.
I have Duke.
Okay. All three of us were on the Duke Blue Devils.
Coach
Duke.
K, let's go, baby.
Arkansas was one of the last teams into the field. They were on the bubble. They were so excited to hear their name called. Are they going to do more? Or are they going to just go home happy to be here?
Flip listen, the damn coin.
They're lucky to be on the three, bracket. They would have never been on the real one.
One.
Oh, my God. It hit the ceiling.
Heads! Duke wins! Duke wins! Duke wins! Oh!
Yeah!
No,
it's real hair.
You
think? Yeah, because he's got a receding hairline.
Oh, man.
You wouldn't
I don't
make
know.
A toupee with a receding hairline.
I'll tell you what, boys. Duke is moving on to the second round. Yeah. No upset here.
Duke, that's how good Duke is. Hey, even win coin flips.
And everyone's sitting here. Everyone saw that coming.
Dude, I'm telling you. Duke can penetrate an actual bracket, and our coin flip bracket, they're going to penetrate and pummel it.
Two for two, boys.
I mean, Eric Musselman, listen, you did a great job at Arkansas. You guys weren't expected to make the tournament. What a great season. You're building something there. Congratulations. Don't hang your head.
Good job, Duke.
Next year.
Good job, Duke. Get you some head.
Can I flip this one?
You have your coin?
No. All right, go.
Coach, say the teams.
Oh, man.
Go.
That was awesome. I love head.
Heads, go, heads. Coach, heads.
Go.
Guys, this next matchup, we are going to.
Wait, which one? Am I going to get to do one?
Do you have your coin?
Bring me a coin, Coach.
No, Coach, I'm sitting right next to him, and he won't give me a damn coin.
I'll flip a piece of paper. I'll just put H and T.
It just floats
hey,
back and forth.
There's two people in that room. Can they get you a coin? I don't know.
Coach, bring me. You do another one or whatever, but bring me a coin. I want to at least do one.
I have one coin and one coin only.
Coach,
will you please do the flip?
I know you guys are disappointed that you're not getting to flip, but when we're having a coin flip
oh,
madness.
I get to do Michigan State. Yeah, I'm for sure flipping that one.
Do you have a coin?
I will find one.
I mean, we need. See, Eddie, this is what you have to do with your kids, right?
What?
You teach have to teach them a lesson.
Coach, I'm not a kid. I'm not your kid, and I'm not a kid.
All right, guys.
So give me a damn coin.
This game,
no.
Illinois and Belmont.
Do you have a coin?
Yes, but I'm not doing this one. I want to do Michigan State, Dad.
Go.
I'm not Dad. I'm just saying.
Shut up and flip. Let's
when
go.
We're having a coin flip tournament.
Stop it with a lecture. Let's
everybody
flip.
In this room, nobody has coins. We all have hundreds and 20s, dude. Oh, I got a penny.
No, I got credit cards, Coach.
I got a penny. I got Bitcoin. Hey, I got Bovada vouchers.
Flip it.
You can't flip those. Hey, the only problem with Bovada is he doesn't ever turn into real money.
Hey, did you bet on that simulation game
God
yesterday,
damn.
Ray?
Dude, I did, and it was amazing, but I don't know. At some points, I didn't know if I was watching the right simulation. You get on Twitch, you realize there's about 100 losers out there doing simulations. There's not just one.
But I hopefully they streamline it so it's simpler to find. Because I swear to God, I got Twitch on my PlayStation 4, and then the searching for it. I was watching one game where Brady was still with the Patriots, and they had Brady with the Bucks, and they were -3 when I bet it, and they ended up winning 17-0 because Stidham sucks.
How long does the simulation work?
Well, like, stimulation.
Well, I like it. How like long it does the sim- like how long is the game? That. Like how long do you sit there and
for
watch
you,
it?
Probably 2 minutes, coach. 30 seconds for you.
Coach, usually want the stimulation to be longer than that. But yeah, it's I think an hour.
So dang, people really coach. Sit there for an hour and watch that?
You can stimulate for an hour?
The best thing Bovada did is these simulations. Where they just do the fake PlayStation 4 games. It's amazing. Guys, I got the coin from Michigan State. Would you please do this game?
I can't believe
it. I'm not hitting record until we do this right.
Because he does a slow intro. Azabuki, Sousa, and then also the Jayhawks of Lawrence. I mean,
he starts breaking down coach, BYU's religion. Just like, just play the game.
I appreciate your faith in the Lord.
I do agree you should save sex till marriage. Shut up. Flip the coin.
I respect BYU. If they win, I will not have sex today. Okay, coach, flip the coin.
Can we go? I've had the camera up for 2 minutes.
Coach,
let's
I'm
go.
I'm actually sweating, dude. It's like hot in here, too. Maybe it's because we're gambling.
Yeah, because maybe you're nervous because you're worried your bracket's about to
I'm
bust.
I'm not nervous. I'm good, dude.
Like, I did see a couple of people yesterday. They already lost their national champ.
Really?
That's terrible. That I'm sucks. About to lose mine championship game if Michigan State loses.
Oh, you have Michigan State in the title game?
In the title, but not to win it. Not that much of a
wow.
Winner.
Wow. Well, it's still a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Okay, coach.
Well, I have Belmont going to the Elite Eight, so
whoa!
Let's go. Let's go.
This is a big game
let's
for go. You.
That's let's such go. A local pick, dude. What do you see the billboards on 65?
Yeah, every day I come into work, it's the Bruins, coach. They're number one law school in Tennessee.
Coach.
Really?
That's what the billboard says.
I don't know about that.
How does that? Do they get accredited to that, or they just name themselves
it's
that?
It's like people in restaurants. They say best burger in the world. No
oh,
one,
it's like that place you went to that invented the margarita.
Yes. Yeah, the place in Dallas.
Except for they really did invent the margarita.
The birthplace of the margarita. Bull crap. No, we looked it up. It was true, right?
Yeah, it was true. Yeah,
Mariano's. Yeah.
Coach, you snooped them. All right, let's gozer.
Come on. Can I hit record now?
You can hit record whenever you want.
No. I'm not doing that again. Tell me when you're ready.
Man, I've been ready all morning. I've been ready to do this. I've been ready for like a week. I've been so hyped about this.
Congrats to Illinois and Belmont. You guys wouldn't have made the actual tournament, so this is your chance.
Actually, Belmont was already in. They had won their conference tournament. They beat. Who did they beat in the championship?
Don't even try to make something
I'll
up.
Tell you who they beat. They beat John Morant's old school.
Well, John Morant.
Kentucky?
Oh, Memphis. He was Memphis University. Oh, no, he plays for the Grizzlies.
He played for Murray State.
Okay, see, you're not going to do this.
I'm calling Kenny back.
What's wrong? Ray, what's wrong with him?
No, he's lost his mind. He's trying to think of an intro or something
no,
like
he's
that.
Trying to make this an hour-long podcast because he feels he cheated everyone yesterday with a 20-minute.
I wonder, are people like, do they, so they'll listen and follow, because we didn't post the pics, right?
Right, we didn't post the video still later, because we want people to download the podcast and
so
listen.
So people actually got to sit through this crap, like they're waiting for the coin flip, and then they get delayed.
He's doing this on purpose.
I know.
Guys, I am trying to get things done. Like, I need to get a hold of Kenny.
That's fine. You can get a hold of Kenny on your own time. He's taking a dump.
No, people in the bracket want to hear Kenny.
Do you want to know why WooBox is going to fail? Because of this, they don't answer their phone.
No. It's only 7:41 a.m. in their place.
Kenny, what's he live in, Hawaii? Coach, let's
I
go.
I told you, he lives in Vancouver, Washington.
He's like, oh, McCullough. He's by the pool drinking a Mai Tai right
Coach,
now.
The website said it was done in 2005. I mean, he hasn't done anything in 15 years.
I apologize, guys. This is my fifth job that I'm doing right now.
Dude,
we'll try Kenny in a minute.
Kenny is smart, though. Those virtual jobs, they're still able to go with this coronavirus.
Yeah, he is smart. He's got a website that he made $37 off of this tournament.
Let's be
go.
Real. Nobody has called Kenny in 5 years, like Ray said, so he knows it's us.
It's like, oh, it's probably those two, the Lunchbox and Eddie, and they were jacking around with me. It's probably them calling again. The one guy was rather dumb. He didn't really understand it.
There was one guy. It sounded like Oscar the Grouch.
Is that who you sound like?
Was Lunch yelling at him?
Yeah.
Kenny, seriously, this ass doesn't make sense, Kenny.
Kenny, we are the Sore Losers podcast.
We are the
Have you ever heard of us? And he said he had never heard of us. Like, he didn't know the Sore Losers podcast. I said, you should listen. He goes, probably not.
Yeah, well, we ain't heard of WooBox.
Until
hey,
now.
Hey, you got him, Coach.
We put WooBox on the map, I'll be honest with you.
He's like, Lunch throws it right back in his face. Yeah, you haven't heard of Sore Losers? Well, I haven't heard of Woo Pig Box or whatever this is. Guinea.
All right.
Are we hang up with the dude.
Are we going to flip and flip?
Oh, we're going to flip. Because this is flipping drug out.
Let's go. I mean,
are you, guys?
Coach, he's doing it on purpose.
Coach, are you flipping
Let's
serious?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Illinois and Belmont has been standing on the court now, and they just want the ball.
Let's go. He's the ref holding the ball the whole time. Like, give him the ball. Let's go.
There was some water spilled on the court. They've been cleaning it up. Sorry, I can't help it. I can't force them to start a game with a dangerous situation.
Stop talking. Let's go.
But now, the Fighting Illini take on the Belmont Bruins. Or is it the Belmont Braves?
No, oh, Bruins. My gosh.
Bruins. Guys, Belmont here because they beat Murray State in their conference championship on a backdoor cut. Beautiful. Last year, they almost pulled up a huge upset in the NCAA tournament with Dylan Wildler. He missed that three. And this year, they got a new coach that comes from Lipscomb. And they're in the dance. And they're ready to make some noise in this matchup. Heads, Illinois. Tails, Belmont. That means Belmont is the underdog.
And I have Belmont going to the Elite Eight. Let's go.
And Ray has?
Going to what?
What do you have in this game?
Belmont.
Come on.
You say heads or tails?
Tails.
All right.
Belmont is tails, and we are all on the Belmont Bruins.
Come on, baby.
Here we go. 3, 2. Timeout. 1.
That didn't even flip.
Tails! Tails!
Yes! Remove the Corona tape.
They're going to Broadway, folks.
But better stay 6 feet apart. Yeah, you can drink, but only you and your dorm roommate.
Unreal. What an upset. Huge. Wait, Belmont, way to persevere. Last year you had your hearts ripped out with an almost upset. This year you get it done.
You want to drive over to the campus, see if we can get some closing remarks?
Yeah, I mean... They got another game. They're still in the tournament. They're not going to be back on campus for another week.
You're right.
Coach, those campuses right now, Vandy, Belmont, those are depressing, man. Ghost town.
You been driving by or what?
He does every day after work. You playing in the murdered out blazer?
Yeah, like, what have you been doing on campus, dude?
Hey, ladies.
Dude, remember when we went and did those bits and we were trying to get Bones a girlfriend, and so we were driving up to these girls trying to get him a date and just scaring them.
No.
Because my car is such a piece of crap.
The other one was when we handed out roses from your car.
Well, just to explain to people, Ray's car squeaks. It's dark.
It squeals.
It's dark and it's got tinted windows and it's got a big dent in the side. And when the wheels are rolling, it goes.
Coach, and it's all murdered out, so it just scared him. But then they would talk to us once we opened our mouths and they knew we were cool.
No, and Ray, he would do it in such a creepy way. Like, he would cut them off if, like, they're going on the sidewalk. He'd pull into a driveway and block the sidewalk.
Right. I love it.
And then we'd jump out and hand him roses.
I think the cops got called on us one time.
It was when I was single. I'm engaged now.
Well, Coach, we were working. It was a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Why does he have to say, I was working?
Because he's scared that his girl's going to be listening and get mad.
Yeah, she really listens to the Sore Losers.
She doesn't?
No.
That's kind of rude.
Wow. She doesn't support her fiance.
She doesn't support. Kenny doesn't support.
Wow.
Hey, can I do Michigan State, North Dakota State University?
As long as you got a coin, I don't care.
I got a coin.
Coach, as long as you flip Michigan State, baby, I'm 3 for 4 right now.
All right, guys. Like I said, we're working our way down the left-hand side of the bracket. If you're caring, it goes tails, heads, heads, tails, tails, heads, tails. So no real pattern yet.
I'm going in.
I imagine we're eventually going to start to see something. I mean, with gambling, there's always trends, and that's what you got to look for. Right now with the heads and tails, there's nothing. There's nothing to base anything off of anything. Anywho.
Because nothing matters.
Coach, are you alive in there?
I'm waiting. I don't want to interrupt you because you want to do your whole introduction because you don't even bring a dang coin. But listen, I'm just going to say.
This is about the time his bracket fell apart last time.
My bracket deleted. I have my bracket right here in front of me. And just so you know, we are on opposite sides here. I have North Dakota State. I have tails. I'm looking for 2 tails in a row right here.
Eddie,
two tails in a row.
Tell me, I'll say it.
Michigan State.
Okay, me and Eddie both got Michigan State, and I got Michigan State going to the finals, y'all. So here we go. This is the coin.
What? Question.
go.
Are you going to be heartbroken if Michigan State gets eliminated?
Yes. I mean, it really will be a massive buzzkill. I'll continue on. I'll still be excited and do the thing, but I'll have more energy if it's Michigan State. So here we go, y'all. Michigan State, they are heads. North Dakota State University, some directional school, they are tails. Here we go. Turning the music down. I will be ready to bring it back up.
Are you not going to give your senior a shout out?
Oh, Tillman, Cassius Winston, props, guys. Probably for the best because you guys sucked and you wouldn't even have won the tournament anyways. So I'm glad we're doing the coin flip. Here we go. Michigan State just made me mad. They had so much potential with NBA players and sucked. Here we go, guys. The coin flip is going. Heads, State, tails, North Dakota directional school.
Let's go, Bison!
Same thing. I'm going to try and get it to hit the table. Here we go. I want some noise. It hit the table. It's on the floor. It's heads. It's heads. It's heads. It's heads. It's heads. East Lansing. Oh, my God. Michigan State. The likes of Cassius Winston, Tillman, and some other player. Tom Izzo's boys are here. Michigan State is doing this for the entire half of the state. The other side is Michigan. But this side is Michigan State. The lines are drawn on I-40. If you drive it, you better be a state fan. I haven't driven that road in a while. I don't know if it's I-40.
I'll tell you what.
Tweet us if it's not I-40. I'm sorry about that.
So the really only big upset in that bracket was Kansas going down to Robert Morris.
Holy crap. Four
only one big dog went down.
4 for 4, baby.
I'm sweating my
today
ass
was
off.
My day.
Coach, are you serious?
Yeah, I got all four right.
So I went 3. So yeah, I've only missed 2. I'm 6-2.
Oh, man, I went 2-2 again.
Guys, this is going to put me up on that leaderboard.
Yeah, wow. There's no, guys, there's nothing with these heads and tails. It just goes back and forth like a flopping
mean?
D.
Coach, I did a lot of research, coach.
No, but what I'm saying is it's like there's nothing with this. It goes tails, heads, heads, tails, tails, heads, tails, heads.
Yeah, coach, it's called a coin flip.
So you
he's
guys
trying to study it like it's data.
You guys really had no strategy going into this?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What was your strategy?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'd be like, I would have gone for Michigan State anyway, so let's just go now.
That was your strategy. Interesting. Yeah.
Holy crap, your boy's 6-2. I might be moving up. I'm ranked 16, boys. I might be top 10.
You might be top 10, dude. I'm going to be 500. I'm ranked 156, which is right about 500.
That sounds like a coin flip.
Guys, today was beautiful.
Dude, if I was in Vegas on 6-2, 50-50s, you know how much money I would have just won?
Hey, do you guys like this kind of betting, like coin flip betting?
I mean, are you compared to what?
Yeah, are you having fun doing this?
Coach, if there was a table in Vegas and you could play craps, blackjack, or coin flip, which one are you doing?
Coin flip. Coach, that's okay, why no. I play the wheel.
No. Oh. But the wheel's not even a coin flip.
It's like a coin flip. You never know where that wheel's going to stop.
Well, either the same thing as roulette.
Yeah, it's more expensive, though. Roulette, you never go to a roulette table where the minimum is a dollar. The wheel, minimum's a dollar, coach. You can put $1 on whatever you want.
Dude, in those Vegas tables, I was just there. I think the minimum might be 10 now.
Yeah.
Depends where you're playing
coach,
at.
After they open up, after this whole Corona thing hopefully goes by, I mean, they're going to be minimum $100 tables.
Go to Casino Royale and they'll, oh my God. You want to know what happened to me there?
Uh-oh. Casino Royale, that's a movie, yeah. Coach.
No, it's a really
Ocean's 11. Pulled off a robbery.
It's
Matt
a rinky dink casino on the strip.
Have you heard of Fast and the Furious?
Still no
he's
Kenny.
Calling Kenny again.
It's Stop. It's a rinky dink little casino.
Rinky dink.
And we'd been drinking and a bunch of people were playing, you know, roulette. I play some blackjack and I walk over when they're playing roulette and I'm like, you know what? I got some chips in my hand. I throw it on red 21 and I guess it was $50 and it hit red 21. She goes, oh, sorry, no bet. Maximum bet's $30.
I would have been so pissed. So pissed. Did you knock the table over?
I was like, I will never get to spend money in this casino ever again.
Hey, Lunchbox tried
ever again.
Lunchbox tried to flip the table over, but it was too heavy.
This is what Casino Royale is. They have a roulette wheel in the middle.
Coach, I've seen it. James Bond.
No. And they have two roulette boards on each side. That's how big that table is.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you leave the table, like, what is your thing? Like, do you say anything or do you just, like, tail between your legs?
I said, are you blanking kidding me? She goes, it's right there on that sign. It's like this miniature sign. And it's one of those casinos that has no lighting. They have, like, one light in the whole casino. So you're like, what? You can't even see the sign. I was
that's
so
like in the hood.
Mad.
I always make sure right before I leave the table, I don't just go, you know, in silence. Because you're leaving, so it's not like they care. So as I'm leaving, I'll just be like, screw this table or something like that. Act like you're better than it. Like it didn't matter that you just lost $50. I always try to throw a little jab or something. Right. Not necessarily at the dealer, but at the table itself. I'm like, man, screw this thing. This place sucks.
But it's hard not to take, like, people that get mad at the dealer, it's hard. I know you want to get mad at the dealer, but the dealer's not there to, they don't want to take
working.
Your money.
It's just a job.
Yeah, they don't want to take your money, but.
Coach, I never thought about that. It is just a job for
it
them.
Is.
Wow.
I mean, like, when I was on my bachelor party in Scottsdale, we went to the casino, and this chick was killing us, and I was hammered. I kept calling her the assassin, and I mean, she genuinely got pissed off at me because I kept, oh, there's the assassin again. Here comes the assassin to take all of our money, and she got so mad.
That's why today when I gamble, I tell them, thank you so much. I appreciate your service here on this table. I know that this is just a job for you. God bless.
Yeah, I do. I try to be a lot
more respectful now.
I try to be a lot nicer because in that moment is when I realized, man, these people are just coming to do a job. They don't want to take my money.
Hey, Ray, what does he do every time he's at a table now?
You're talking about his conversation?
Yes, yes. When he leaves the table.
Respectfully, sir, the blackjack cards were not in my favor today. May there be 21s in your future and your loved one's future. Goodbye, sir. I'll see myself out.
Dude, I always throw something. I'm like, man, that's this place, them, dude.
And you know what? People tip them. Like, they did crap for that ball to spin your way. Like, they didn't do anything. I don't tip them.
Oh, coach.
No, you're supposed to tip.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
For what?
If you're doing one spin, no tip. If you're sitting at a blackjack for 30 minutes, you probably should tip.
Yeah, no, coach, I tipped the waitress who brought me the drink.
Oh, we'll give them two
singles.
They're
dealing the cards so you can be entertained. They're providing a service.
No. I would do it on the video. I mean, like, it doesn't matter. Flip the cards because they're paying you to flip the cards.
Do you ever ask him for advice?
Do you? No, never. Do you?
Black or red, sir?
No, I'm talking sir, about. He was talking about blackjack.
What number are you thinking of? 00 from 00 to 36.
And I'm not going to hold you. I won't be mad. But no, like, what's your favorite number?
Eddie tells him, "Hey, man, can I get a red 21 right here? Can I get a red 21?" He tells him that. And if it hits red 21, you got to tip him, man.
Hey, that's the thing. Do you tip him if you don't hit crap?
No.
Exactly. What's the difference? They're entertaining you.
Well, if you're leaving and you have like four ones. Like
Coach, if I leave, I got none.
Coach, you leave a table sometimes with four
you
ones?
Why, Coach? Just put them all in a number.
Well, because there's
Coach.
A minimum bet of $5.
Nah, they don't care. They'll let you just do the
I know,
the
but
last
I'd rather just tip them because I feel bad. And that $4 ain't going to hit nothing.
And if there is a table minimum that says $25, sometimes you give them a sob story like, man, this is all I got, dude. All I got is five. Like, they'll feel for you and let you do a spin.
Hey, I do tell them sometimes, like, I need this one, man. This is for the kids. I got kids going to school in just next month, man. I need this. Come on. They need school clothes.
Coach, when I'm next to my fiance at the table, you got to be classy. You can't really say so. But when I'm by myself, I'm like, come on. Come on. It probably gets so damn awkward for the dealer. I'm like, yes. Yes. It's like one of those your blood-curdling, you know, screams where yep, he definitely needed that one.
I mean, if you just walk into the casino and, like, listen, you hear someone it's always so at the table doing that.
The sounds of a casino should be a sound, and they should make a soundtrack because it's like, whoa, everybody's going crazy, or it's, man, ever crap.
You know, the trick is get there early when the minimum's like a dollar.
And then you're just and then you're grandfathered
there,
in.
Stay there till 8 when the minimum's 50 and you still pay the dollar.
Yeah.
You want to hear some of the worst probably sounds is when you go in the horse area of the sports book. Oh, I mean, because those people are degenerates. And I mean, dude, there's some like intense yells. Like where they're, I mean, they're yelling profanities just at horses. It actually gets
really awkward. The worst is the slot machines because you see 90-year-old Betty over there and she's got
smoking with an oxygen tank
and
on.
An oxygen tank and she's got her little player's card and she puts it in the little machine and is like, hey, Todd, I'm over here. I'm playing Little Mermaid.
And you know she's not there on vacation. She lives there.
What are you? Are you playing Treasure Hunter?
Those areas are never appealing to me.
Slots are fun, though, but I only play Wheel of Fortune because I know what I'm doing. Those other ones that have like 62 lines, I don't even understand. Oh, spin
that
wheel. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune's real fun. Me and my fiance played it like a month ago. We got cleaned out $40 in like 4 minutes.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, Coach.
Coach, I thought you guys said it was fun because you were winning.
That's the name of the game, Coach.
But the way you guys talked about it, I was like, holy crap, this is going to be the best time ever. It was the worst experience. We didn't even get to spin the wheel.
Have you all ever gone in the high rollers?
Yep.
What'd you play?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, so how much was that?
$5? $5.
Yeesh.
I was drunk. I didn't realize I was in the high roller.
Sir,
because I'll be honest, I told you about the flamingo yesterday. I was at the flamingo and I was cutting to go to the bathroom, and there was a door, and I just thought, and I came back, and I was like, oh, this is where I was, and I put money in, and that's $5 to spend. I was like, oh, dang.
Well, the stupid thing about the nickel slots, you know, you go up there, but it takes 50 nickels to play a game.
Yes, exactly.
It's a nickel slot, but
in order
for the spin to work. You got to put in 50 nickels.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
My buddy AJ and I, we went to Vegas one time because he's like, dude, I love to gamble. We were in our early 20s. And I was like, all right, good, let's go. And we stayed at the Hooters Casino. It was right when they were transforming it into the Hooters Casino. And we were drinking all weekend, gambling. Literally all weekend, full played the nickel slots.
Are you kidding me?
And I said, I thought you liked to gamble. He goes, I am gambling. I just won 75 nickels. I'm like, oh, my God.
What an idiot.
Yeah, dude, I'd never plop on a slot. I feel like such a loser.
Man, I think I love gambling so much because my parents would go and they would come back. My mom, back in the day, they would actually give you quarters. Like if you played the quarter slots, and they didn't give you like a piece of paper and you take it to the cashier. So if you wanted, you can bring all the quarters home. So my mom would come home big cup of quarters and be like, what? You won all that money? It's amazing. Because it was just a cup of quarters and she would leave it in the kitchen full. So if you ever needed a quarter, grab from the cup.
Dude, so you could have brought one to flip today.
Yeah, we could have used that today for the coin flip challenge.
Guys, mom doesn't live here.
So your mom had a bucket of quarters and we don't even have a quarter.
Coach, and I drive a Jeep, so all the coins in my car are all dirty and like rusted.
It's okay.
Nah, I didn't want to flip a rusted one. I got one rusted one left. Ray flipped a penny. Do you know that?
Coach, yeah, I watched it.
Coach, okay. This is radio. I wanted to be built up like it was a half dollar, like a beautiful coin flip.
Coach, there's a video.
Instead, the penny was so light, it like floated in the air, hit a piece of paper, and landed on the floor. It was the most anticlimactic flip ever.
In a tournament, you're supposed to keep the ball consistent.
Okay.
So you're supposed to have the all same right. coin.
I'm going
to
have a gold dollar. What do you call it? A dollar coin?
I know, but I'm saying now we're playing with different types of basketballs. This could be null and void.
Shut
but
coach.
People could file an appeal.
Don't give people ideas.
Yeah, no, if they can complain
Brady
about
Ahan
something. Dude, they already
gonna...
are complaining about WooBox. Next thing you know, they're going to start complaining about the ability of our coin flipping.
Who's your boy, the complainer? You just gave him an idea now.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of them that couldn't. I got an email. I don't even know if I'm in. Dude's in. I mean, only got one wrong. He's 3-1. I sent him a picture of it. He's in 12th place. I'm like, here, dude, you're right there. Like,
dude, that's actually balling if he's in 12th place. That's over 200 people are in this.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know why some people can find it and they can't. Oh,
so these first round games are worth 10 points?
Yeah, according to the website now.
Coach, the fact that he's in 12th place, that's nothing to shake a dick stick at.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Read a funny tweet?
Yes. Yep.
Isaac Herrera on Twitter.
I know dude.
Yeah, we did that video of us doing the coin flips from yesterday. And in the background is one of my coworkers, Abby, and she's the phone girl. And so he just goes, no offense, coach, but the girl behind you looks like she'd rather have Corona than go through an entire tournament of coin flips.
And what's funny, she's actually in the tournament.
Yeah, she is. And she's in the video, but I tagged her on it.
I told her, at least fake a smile. Looks like she's about to kill herself over there.
All right. Speaking of, coach, that music is going to make me kill myself. Are we done?
I didn't even play.
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny?
Oh, Kenny, here's. Get ready, say Kenny.
Hello, it's WooBox. It's Kenny.
Thank you for calling WooBox. This is Kenny. How can I help you?
Kenny!
Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, man? Look, we're back. We call you about 20 times early in the week because we set up this little bracket. And so we have people that entered, but they seem, I can see them because I'm the administrator. I see that their bracket's in there, but they don't know how to get back to their bracket. Can you explain that to them?
What status is the campaign in now?
Look in there, dude.
Based on the date?
Turn your phone up.
It hadn't ended. Do I need to end it?
No. They should be able to see their completed bracket if they just revisit the URL.
Okay.
And if they're coming back from a different browser or device, then of course their entry is not going to be cookied on that browser or device.
Cookie.
So what they would have to do, unfortunately, in that situation is just click through again and re-enter all the same information.
Yeah, click through the cookie.
And then their choices that they just made on the subsequent quote-unquote entry aren't actually used or submitted because they've already entered. But on that post-entry page, then they would see their bracket.
That made no sense.
Okay, now,
so
question.
I have two cookies.
So for the people that are entered in there, can they go and see the whole standings, or they just know where they're at because it says on their bracket?
Yeah, on a predictive bracket, they're only going to see their choices.
Yeah,
until the bracket's completed and the ended page shows.
What?
Oh, I think that's where we're all at.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. So if I end it, will I still be able to keep score on there, or will it just end the campaign totally?
Keep score meaning advanced choices.
Yes.
Correct, Kenny.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do that at any time. So, yes, that if you want to display the current standings, go ahead and put it into ended status based on the dates.
Okay.
And then, yes, you can continue to advance choices.
I mean, this is
choices,
what he's wanting us to listen to all the time.
You know, as time goes on and people can revisit the URL to see that.
Thank you, Kenny.
Okay. How all right. Cool. Cookies? Cool. That's, I mean, Kenny. Yeah, because I want everybody to be able to see, oh, I'm in, you know, I look, oh, who's above me, things like that. So I'll hit end date.
If I have four cookies and
thanks for the
one.
Cookie, help.
It sounds like you're talking about a leaderboard, but unfortunately, there's no public-facing leaderboard.
Well,
it's just going to show the bracket itself.
Kenny, the problem is our leader sucks. You're talking to him on the phone right now. That's the problem.
He's mad.
Which sucks?
He said the leader sucks, and I'm the leader, so that's why he's mad.
Well, that's why we don't show the leaderboard.
Yeah,
we're also very psychic.
Ah, okay, cool.
This isn't comedy. Right.
Does he want in?
No, he can't get in. The tournament's already started. Okay. We should have invited Kenny
a long time ago
to play.
Go back to your mom's basement.
All right, Kenny. Hey, man. Hey, Kenny, I got a question, Kenny. Are you the only one that works for WooBoxes? Every time we've called you, you're the one that answers. It's amazing.
It sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Yes,
no,
it does.
There are a total of seven of us, but as far as people who would answer the phone when you call, it's just myself and one other person.
Oh, okay, I thought maybe you were the inventor and the only one. I was like, damn, this dude's good. He invented WooBox, and he's the one that answers the phone. He's on top of it.
He's like, you could say I'm a Woo bitch.
Yeah. I actually get that a lot, and man, oh, man, let me tell you, I'd need at least a quadruple raise to do all that.
Get that guy a cookie.
I got you. Okay. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much. I think I got it. I think I got all my questions answered today.
Well, hey, Kenny, we'll call you back in 5 minutes. This idiot will call you back.
Okay, I'll be here.
All right, Kenny, have a great day, man.
All righty, then.
You too.
All right, bye.
Cookie.
Okay, so if I have five cookies and I eat two, how many cookies do I have left?
Explain the bracket to us with cookies as an example of the analogy.
Guys,
you all should have seen Lunchbox's eyes when he was talking. What the hell is he talking about?
I had no... Listen, guys, listen. I tried to get you guys answers, so if that did not answer your questions, then you're out of luck. I'm sorry. Like, I have no idea. That was it. That was just all I could do.
Thank you for trying, Coach.
Did you get an answer?
Yes, cookie.
Yeah, cookie. It's something about going through the cookie jar and you try to get the chocolate chip cookies instead of the Oreos. I have no idea.
Well, there's actually seven of us, but I do answer the phones largely.
Me and another guy, we answer the phone.
Kenny's a nice guy.
Kenny, there's 70 all working there. Come on, WooBox, get out of here. That ain't no company of seven.
It's just Kenny.
I mean, he has more people working there than we got working here. Come on, Kenny.
And then he was like, if you put the end date, you can see the leaderboard, but then you can't see the leaderboard. I don't understand that either.
Do you imagine, though, Kenny probably deals with real, like, professionals in offices. Like, we have a survey that we've been doing in the fourth quarter of our business.
We're calling him about a fake March Madness bracket.
The reason he couldn't get to our last call is because he's on phone with freaking Bill Gates. And we're here.
And we're sitting there going, hey, man, we got a coin flip challenge going on, and I can't figure out how to put, you know, Robert Morris to advance. I don't understand, man.
He's talking to them about Excel spreadsheets and servers and all this stuff and monitors and hard wires and bases, and then Lunch calls about a freaking fake March Madness coin flip bracket.
Okay, well, let me make sure I have this straight. So you have Kansas playing Robert Morris.
Hey, I've got a question, Kenny. Oh, of course. Is this for our website and our server database? It's about the website. Robert Morris, it doesn't show up. Kansas. Can we see our leaderboard?
Who is Robert Morris? Your CEO? No.
No. Robert Morris University. Men's basketball team. They're a 16 seed.
A what?
Did you say Kansas? You're from Kansas?
No, that's the team that's playing for the coin flip.
You know, Azubuike, DeSosa,
Devon Dotson.
No, sir, did you say
Marcus
Belmont?
Garrett.
Did you say you attended Belmont? No, it's the team that's getting the coin flip. They're heads.
They advanced in the tournament. He's they like, upset
what
Illinois.
The hell are these guys talking about? All right, let's get out of
you
here.
You guys want to flip one more before we go for the weekend?
No. Can we do one more?
No, we said four.
Eddie, you want to do one before we go for
no,
the weekend?
No, no,
no. Okay, no, we'll wait.
Because it's a big one. It's Dayton, dude.
Eddie. You're right. No, 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 we'll wait because it's been 4-4.
Eddie,
no, no, no.
Eddie.
No, 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 no. Don't come at me now, Dad. You yelled at me. Don't apologize.
Eddie, come on. The listeners
that's,
want.
That's hey, already stained in my hey, head.
The listeners want one more for the weekend. Eddie.
No, that was a buzzer. I'm ending it.
No, we'll wait.
Eddie.
Let's wait.
Come on.
Everybody would want
Coach,
me to
Coach, you're addicted. Is this like what you're like in Vegas?
Yes, exactly like I'm in Vegas.
Hey, it's what he tells his wife when she doesn't want to do it at night.
Let's go.
Come on. You said. You said we're going to do it tonight.
Come here, give me your breast.
Dayton, all right, guys. Dayton is taking on North Carolina. Okay, North Carolina
no,
got in
we're
by
not
winning
flipping
the
conference. It.
Here
no,
we go.
I'm not rolling
heads,
the video. Goodbye.
Heads.